This federal government employee came to Phoenix seeking a specialist, hoping for belief and relief for tinnitus that he says developed after receiving his COVID-19 vaccine. In Seattle, George Hu is kind of a COVID hero, helping create COVIDWA.com, a vaccine finder site for his entire state. George got his shot in February.
The very next morning, I noticed I started having what felt like congestion in my ear. And then it got worse by the second day. And the third day, I literally couldn't hear anything out of it.
A doctor prescribed steroids, and George's hearing returned, along with a ringing sound that persists to this day.
What you're going to get from me is the radical, transparent, blunt truth.
Mayo Clinic doctor Greg Poland tries to dispel myths about the COVID vaccine, but he's not willing to discount a connection between the vaccine and tinnitus. Why? He got it too.
I can't tell with absolute confidence that it was a result of the vaccine. I can only say that it happened an hour and a half after getting the vaccine.
The ABC 15 investigators heard from people all over the country who said they reported sudden or worsening tinnitus to the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS. In all, more than 10,000 Americans, including 217 Arizonans, reported. That's one out of every 21,000 people who got the COVID-19 vaccine.
It probably represents what's called an off-target inflammatory condition.
Dr. Elizabeth Connick agrees. She's chief of infectious diseases at the University of Arizona.
Well, they're not making it up, and it's very important not to have them feel marginalized.
The European Union's equivalent to the FDA, called the European Medicines Agency, looked at data from both clinical trials and the initial vaccine rollout. And they're now recommending the Johnson & Johnson Janssen COVID-19 vaccine add tinnitus to its list of possible side effects.
Here in the U.S., the FDA and CDC have also been looking at the data, and they've actually associated the vaccine with several rare but serious potential adverse health effects, except tinnitus. They say there's no causal relationship between this condition and the vaccine.
Diving deeper, lots of things can cause tinnitus, including head injury, sinus congestion, stress, anxiety, autoimmune diseases, and high blood pressure. Plus, ear ringing conditions are so common. The CDC estimates nearly 15% of the general public, over 50 million Americans, experience some form of tinnitus.
Some people spontaneously have hearing changes or have tinnitus or increase their tinnitus for a reason that we cannot explain.
Dr. Susan Schmidt says you'd have to rule out everything else in order to link a patient's tinnitus to the vaccine. The post-vaccine tinnitus sufferers we spoke with sought medical care, but they said providers were reluctant to believe them and unsure about the best treatments. Online support groups also hit roadblocks. George says Facebook shut down his group.
This is something that some people think is misinformation, but it is the truth. It is actually happening.
Some medical providers urge the FDA, CDC, and researchers to be open-minded and fully investigate these vaccine recipients' symptoms.